Mike writing about the possibility of a hiring freeze in the federal government. Mike writes this, consider the Obama administration's promised a line-by-line review of the budget and federal programs object to see what's working, what needs fixing, and what can go. A temporary hiring freeze would make sense pending this review. The administration's first budget will go to Congress next week. A hiring freeze with the usual loopholes might make sense from a public relations point of view. That, of course, being written by Mike Causey on Wednesday, and we'll have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com. You can read Mike's columns there anytime. But that coming, of course, as the stimulus plan has been passed, is starting to be implemented, and some of the provisions in that stimulus plan call for some hiring at some agencies, either explicitly or implicitly, because some of the new work that agencies will have to perform will require more people than they currently have. So to sort all this out is my guest, Linda Springer, the former director of the Office of Personnel Management. And you have one of the coolest titles now, Linda, that I've seen in a long time, Executive Director of Industry and Knowledge at Ernst & Young. I love that.
Well, it's a good title, and I'm glad to be back to visit with you again today too, Francis.
I'm glad to have you on again. Talk about your thoughts initially when I passed along Mike's column to you, and you and I talked by email a couple times over the days about this column. What strikes you when you take a look at what Mike writes?
Well, it's something that surprised me. I have to say that as I've been interacting with some of the financial officers in the government, the one thing that they're concerned about is how they're going to comply with the requirements in supporting the new stimulus plan. And if anything, they're looking for additional people to help them execute. So it was an interesting perspective. I think it's a little bit of a step back and pause and consider the perception around how we get this done.
And Mike's columns do that on a regular basis. One of the reasons I like to read them and recommend them to other people. Talk a little bit more, though, about what financial people at the agencies and their concerns about what they've seen so far. We delved into the guidance from OMB yesterday on the program a little bit with Alan Baludis, and he kind of alluded to the same thing, and that is that there might not be as much clarity for the people inside the agencies as there is intended to be for the general public who's looking at this and trying to figure out who's going to do what.
I think that's right. The guidance that came out from OMB, in fact, the same day as Mike's column, actually adds significantly more in the way of reporting requirements, transparency requirements, putting things on recovery.gov. There's a timeline there that is pretty aggressive, and there's routine reporting that is layered on top of things that the financial operations the agencies have always had to do. So it's not as if these things are in lieu of. As usual, the government adds additional requirements on top of what's already there without removing things.
Mm-hmm.
As I talk to the CFOs and their offices, the key people in their offices, they're concerned because they see in the stimulus bill that there's certainly all the funding for the programs and increased funding for oversight by the offices of the inspectors general. But what they don't see is funding specifically to help them comply. And in many cases, what funding was considered for that regard was actually pulled out. So they are concerned about how they're going to comply with all these requirements.
What do you see happening there? I mean, if they don't have the cash they need to do the actual compliance, it's just going to really make their lives difficult. Where will that money come from?
Here's what I think they're going to do. You can look at the functions of a CFO office really in three buckets. One are the things that you have to do to keep the lights on. You have to pay your bills. You have to be able to count for your money. Those types of things that are just really not negotiable. Those have to get done.
Yeah.
Secondly, you're looking at things that are right behind that in the way of compliance, things like your financial reports each quarter and some of the other good practices that you put in place. And, you know, again, those are going to be high priority items, certainly mandates that come from OMB as well as the legal requirements. But then you look at things like management information, the things that the analysis and the other things that good finance offices do. The reality is that some of those are going to take a back seat. It may also slow up implementation of some of the new systems implementations that support their offices. Because at the end of the day, you know, they're going to have to prioritize, and clearly some of the priorities are going to shift. things.
So as we sit here and we're starting to see the money starting to flow a little bit, and we saw the ceremony where the check was cut and the work started. I think it was on a bridge somewhere in the Midwest the other day, right after the bill was signed. So the money is starting to flow. The work is starting to get done. But so there's going to be people coming in, and people need to be hired. And it's not just with the stimulus plan. We're talking about TARP is already in place. And as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, ran into a person over the weekend who said that his wife just went to work for the Treasury Department in TARP, had never worked for the government before, no security clearance or anything like that. She was on the job within about 2 weeks after she had submitted her application. So some of the things that you and I have talked about in the past about getting people into the government quicker seem to have worked in the way that you would like them to do, because I don't think anybody could say 2 weeks is a bad deal for being able to bring in people who are really highly skilled.
No, I don't think there's any question about that, and I do know, and it's even in the OMB guidance, that there is reference to many hiring flexibilities that agencies do have today, and I think the chief human capital officers and the hiring officers at the agencies are going to see how they can use those authorities to bring people on faster, where they do have the money to be able to do that as an option to help support these new programs. There's no question that this is one of those times when those flexibilities are particularly critical. And I'm guessing that that's what helped your neighbor to be able to get in a lot faster than normal.
Do you think that the hiring managers at the various agencies have the tools that they need to help them be creative to use those flexibilities? It's one thing to have them. It's another thing to have the either time, support staff, resources, whatever, to be able to sit down, think about them, and then go about implementing them.
I think that if they don't have experience using particular authorities, they can always go to OPM, and there are a number of resource things online that I think can help them get up to speed pretty quickly on that. But again, I'm sure that, you know, if they pick up the phone and contact OPM, there will be someone there that can help them to figure out which ones are best for them to use and how to use them. So that should not be a barrier for those who are using them for the first time.
Help is there for somebody who says, I have to get X number of people with X skill sets in here immediately, and I don't know how to do it right off the top of my head.
I think that's right, Francis.
All right. Let's take a break, Linda, and we'll come back and talk some more about what's in store for new folks at various federal agencies when we come back on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, talking to Linda Springer of Ernst & Young, former OPM director on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. You're listening to In Depth with Francis Rose. Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're talking about the new people that may be needed at your agency because of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. That's the stimulus plan that passed Congress recently. Linda Springer, the former director of the Office of Personnel Management, now executive director of Industry and Knowledge at Ernst & Young, is my guest to talk about it. And you made a comment about something in the last segment, Linda, and I want to follow up on it a little bit. We talked a touch about your comment that this act doesn't really contain funding for the agencies to comply with the requirements of the stimulus plan. And that strikes me, the more that I think about it, the more potential trouble that can really cause for agencies that are going to be asked by Congress 6 or 8 months from now or a year from now, all right, what did you do? How did you comply? And they're going to be graded on something that they didn't have the resources to do in the first place. It seems like they might be kind of set up for failure.
Well, that was the message we were getting, particularly from the CFO shops. And, you know, I don't know if there's any funding at the programmatic offices, but the CFOs were concerned that funding that they had requested for implementing and supporting with respect to the transparency and accountability had been taken out. And so from that end, there clearly is a concern about that. And, you know, this administration has indicated that they're very focused on transparency. They've put out, if you go to, I guess it's recovery.gov, a timeline that's pretty aggressive. And so there's an expectation. I know the CFOs want to meet that expectation, but they're finding that the funding funding that they had requested, at least in some cases, was not in the final bill.
How do you think would be the best course, do you think, for them to go about trying to make that point and make that known? I mean, there are certainly folks involved in this process, both at the White House and on Capitol Hill, that must be aware of this situation.
Well, one of the things that comes to mind, and this is something that I think certainly I've thought about before for other issues, and it's got some ability to be effective, is for the CFO Council to come together and share not only best practices, because I think most of the CFOs are smart enough to come up with them themselves. This is a common concern about the ability to execute and the funding to support it and to get the right people. Mm-hmm. If it is across the CFO community, then one way to go would be for them as a group to work with the White House, work with people in the administrators, if that is the right way, so it's known. And there's strength in numbers, and I think it's likely that this is, based on what I'm hearing, a common concern.
I suppose it's possible that we could see some funds for this kind of thing released in some of the authorization bills that the administration's supposed to start sending bills up within the next couple days or weeks. We've already seen the House is looking at the FAA authorization bill already. And so we should, maybe we'll get a clue about some of that within the next couple of weeks, but it'd be a good time, if the CFOs are going to do that, for them to start getting it together.
I hope that they find a way to bring this to light, and maybe this program will help support that as well. You know, you can't get blood out of a stone here, and I know that's an overused phrase, but the fact of the matter is that we have put more and more demands, whether it's improper payments, testing and reporting, whether it's Recovery Act, whether it's putting things on results.gov, program assessments, one thing after the other, and it keeps coming back to this same group. And, you know, hiring people is one thing, but you've got to be able to have the funding to be able to do that, even mm-hmm. if you can find the people. So, believe me, I know they want to do the right thing and they want to comply. They're just trying to figure out how the heck they're going to do it.